He didn't believe in nothing like he was known. Now, you know, his birthday come on the 13th. He's 84 years old. He died, which he exposed to die, but the pneumonia killed him. He exposed himself to that smart, bad weather. No, he was supposed to, 13th come on a Friday, you know, they said, oh, they just call that, you know, they just want to be meticulous, that's superstition. Now, he just didn't believe in nothing like that, and I don't get nothing like that at all.
What do other people call, you know, like Black Castle? They have a special name for those?
No, they say, I'm getting bad luck if he's going to the left. I hear him say, oh, he got bad luck if he's going to the right. He's going, they want to get this in a car. Mm-hmm. I know, hit a school teacher once told me he's in, the boy lives in Greenville now. His mother lives down the road down the Calloway. He's with him going to Greensboro one day, turning in the car, and a black cat crossed the road, out over there between Penfield and Greenville. Say he stopped, and noticing the cat was going to the left. Pulled the car to the side of the road and stopped and got out and turned every pocket he had wrong. But he says to him, to the school teacher, he's a fess. So Fess, think you're going to get out and turn your pocket wrong, darling? He told him, heck no. He said, well, if you don't, you know, I'd have bad. He said, I'd have bad luck if I get out there and turn my pocket wrong, darling. I got money in one of my pockets.
Do people have a special name for people who they say bring bad luck? Is there a special name for people like that?
Yeah, well, they call them bad luck folks, you know. They call them hard luck folks. They claim it. Bring them bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the thing. After I got grown, I hear it talk. And I sort of had, we watched that after it happened. Say, New Year's Day, if a woman come to you, the first somebody come to your house, if she saw the, what we call a eat kind of, you know, it's different in women, you know, and it's different in men. She's a woman that seems like way that outlined it to me, that didn't have too much respect for herself and nobody else, and looked like she always was a woman that would rejoice in somebody's downfall. You know, he folks even have a little misfortune and plenty of folks rejoice in that. Mm-hmm. And but it said that type of a woman come to your house first thing on New Year's Day and come in the house. Said, now here's something bad gonna happen to you that, you know, gonna happen some way or another. So here is a fella, live not too far from here. Here is a woman, stepped up in his house, he said, soon that morning, New Year's Day. And said, he to see the folks, he got in, got down to the house, had the door open, you know. And he just opened the door and walked back in the room to get something of her. When he know them things, he done stepped up in the door. That made him so mad he could have shot her. She asked her, said, what in the heck you want to come? What you come here for? What? They just bust out and went to land. He just walked on out by and just made him mad and said nothing else to him. So he said to himself, he knowed he's going to have some kind of bad luck. So he come on and was telling me about it. So here's what happened. Back down the road, y'all, before you get to this creek going y'all way, here fella, he would drink a little, and he had a little dram in him, and there was another fella was in the road, and he was kind of full of liquor. And while he had this liquor in him, he's speeding, and his car went round the curve, and he knowed anything, he done run right up on this fella, knocked him down and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, then out of the end, that's this woman coming, you know, there in the house, in his house, on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Now, that's the only thing, superstition thing, ever I counted, you know,